for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You'll do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
I'm serious too. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Jesus believers. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. It is a good morning. It is a good day. And I'm so excited to be alive, filled, freed, and flowing. Free, filled, and flowing. Oh my God, I just can't express it to the degree that I would like to.
After a season of nightfalls and pushback, after the heartache of wrong turns and sidetracks, just when they think they got you game, set, match. Oh, 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 here comes a comeback. Just cause you lay low, got up so unsteady, don't mean you blacked out or bowed out, you're ready. Just when they think there's nothing left running on empty, oh, 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 here comes a comeback.
Praise God. Praise God. I'm so happy. I'm happy, 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 happy in my sanctified soul this morning. Father God, how can I express my gratitude to you today? I don't know exactly how. And I don't know if I had 1,000 tongues, if I could really tell you. I don't think I can, God, but this is what I'm asking you this morning. You know my desire, each and every person that's a part of this ministry. I'm asking you to fill just a small portion of that this morning, today. A small portion. Because, God, I know that your hand is upon us. I know that. But God, it's not as important for me to know that because I know that. But it is important for each one of them to know that and to have full assurance of that. So I'm asking you to do that today. I know you want to, God. I know it's your desire. I know there's a lot of counterfeit. I know there's a lot of people filled with deception and offense. And I thank you for allowing me to understand how that happens. But I'm asking you this morning, and Lord, I know that it doesn't take you a long time to do anything. It only takes you long enough for us to comprehend it. So I'm asking you this morning to give each person that's in that their destiny and that their life is aligned with your plan and your purpose. I'm asking you to do what I ask you to do. In Jesus' name, I pray this morning, not my will, but thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You see, brothers and sisters, sometimes when we're going through things or, when we're in the middle of circumstances, what the devil does is he tries to make you think that you're the only person going through that, whatever that particular thing is. But there's a scripture that tells you, and maybe you could find this for me, Jennifer, because I'm kind of off the cuff right now, that your brothers are going through the same thing you're going through. The brethren, your brethren. It says, don't worry, your brothers in Christ and sisters are going through the same thing you're going through. And so what the Lord does with that, he takes the sting out of that. Remember, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions. Well, scorpion's tail, I don't know a lot about scorpions, but I know if you live in Texas or somewhere out west, you know a lot more about them than I do. But their tail turns up, and I believe they sting you. Somebody can put in the chat room if that's true or false. I believe that scorpions sting you. And so let me put on some glasses. I'm tired this morning. And the reason I'm tired is because it kind of took me a long time to get what this angel was trying to show me. And then the angel told me, you got to get it on your own now. I said, he said, you got to get it on your own now. I said, okay, thank you for your protection. Thank you for your help. Thank you for, you know, and I was, and he said, well, I'm not finished yet, but I'm telling you what you got to get now, you got to get it on your own. He said, God sends us. He said, all these people who think they can command angels, he said, they're wrong. He said, angels are commanded by God, but sent along to help men and women. He said, so you're going to have to get this on your own now. He said, but it's something you've been waiting for a long, 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 long time. I said, okay. I said, can you just show me where to start? He said, start here. Did you find that scripture? I don't see it posted. Oh, there it is. 1 Peter 5:9. Thank you, Jennifer. I couldn't see it. Because my mind is half in heaven and half on earth right now, because I'm still trying to comprehend. I'm trying to comprehend because the angel said, I got to get it on my own now. But the angel knew I've been getting it on my own with the help of the Holy Spirit for 30 years. And you see, that's why your strength got to be in the Lord. But anyway, that's another message. I said, can you just point me in the right direction? He said, yes, I'm going to help you. I'm not going anywhere, but I'm telling you, you're going to have to do the work. I said, okay. And I think I printed something. Look, I'm gonna need 3 people to come to Dalton, because I got to test it out. I got to test out what the angel told me. Before I can minister it, I gotta test it out. I gotta know. Like David, when Saul tried to get David to put on his armor, David looked at that and David said, that's not mine. He said, no, I don't need that. I'll use what I got. I'll use what I know works for me. And you know what that was. It was a slingshot. Saul's armor wouldn't work for him, and David was smart enough to know that. So I'm going to need 3 people. If you got the hem and haw and all that about it, don't even consider it. But I'm going to need 3. I have 1. They didn't say anything when I called them and asked them to come. They said, okay. I'm going to need 3 more people, because you see, God sends people out in 2s. So I need 2 sets of 2s to test out something that you only have to come for 1 day. I mean, this is going to be a big sacrifice for somebody, but you need to make it. And once I test it out, then I'm going to incorporate that into my integrated healing prayer model, which is what I use and which is what God gave me to use. So be praying about it. It's like, I'm going to need you to come in on a Friday, stay at the hotel on Friday night, help me on Saturday, and you can go back home. You can go home Saturday night or Sunday morning. But I need volunteers to help me test out what God gave me. It's all biblical, of course. It's all scriptural. But I need to see it work. I'm not going to just jump up here, because I think I got it right. I might not have it exactly right at this moment right now, but I got it. But I got to know that it's right. And once I know it's right, it's going to be wonderful to see the miraculous way people get delivered, healed, restored. And see, he had to give it to me like this because this is the ministry of health. But it's also the ministry that raises up preachers that walk in demonstration. And I've been searching for the key because back in 30-some years ago, God said, I'm going to give you the key that unlocks the door to get people free. I once heard Dr. Frederick Casey Price say, every time I open the Bible, no matter what I read from the Old Testament to the New Testament, I see faith in it. And when I heard him say that, I said, that's really interesting. How does he do that? That's what I said to myself. And now, 32 years later, I can tell you, every time I open up the Bible, I see deliverance. I don't care what I'm reading. I see deliverance in the whole Bible, whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament. I see deliverance. I don't have to look for it. It just pops up in my face. Every time. Every time. I could be looking for something else. And I'll see how God delivered. I could be searching for the answer to something. And I will see how God delivered. Every time. I will give you the date, Tammy, tomorrow, because I got to see. Today, I still got to put this together where it makes sense that a five-year-old or a PhD can comprehend it. That's bringing it down to its most common denominator. But I got it. So I asked him, I said, can you point me in the right direction? He said, yeah. So let me get my little notes here. You see, God, I had said some weeks earlier that God is pre-configuring us or reconfiguring us. And half the time, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just sharing what God gives me. And he explains, oh man. He explains it as we go along. I printed the wrong thing twice. I printed the wrong thing twice because I thought I lost this. Remember I told you no matter what you're going through, that scripture up there says that I need to calm down. I'm too excited. My whole insides are like jumping. My whole insides are activated. It's almost, I'm so excited. It's almost like my spirit man is trying to jump out of my body. I think it's been liberated through this, because I had to pray differently. 1 Peter 5:9. Whom resists steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So you see, I got this email, and it was from somebody I know in Tulsa. And it went like this. Why do people fight for evil? To say, dear Erica, more often than not, it is not because they're evil, but because they are deceived. In that deception, they become convinced that they are fighting for a good cause. The problem is there is a veil over their eyes. They only see part. Wherever there is deception, you will always find its twin offense. People get offended, which opens the door to deception, and from there operate from deception as if it were a fact. They then determine in their own heart that it is righteous indignation. It is not. It is not. Then she went on to talk about what she was going through. And as I was reading it, I was thinking, wow, they not only tried to kill her, they tried to kill all her family members. And then she says, when people take offense and are moved into deception, against perceived evil, she said, but it's still just deception. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come into your presence with thanksgiving and praise and declare you are the mighty God, and nothing is too difficult for you. In the name of Jesus, we never want to enter your presence without acknowledging who you are and what you have done, and without acknowledging the fact that we love you. Lord Jesus, we pray regarding the spirit of offense and deception, which are at epidemic levels, blinding multitudes to the truth. And as a result, many have unwittingly aligned with evil. So we got to ask ourselves, if there's any deception or offense operating in us, to reveal it to us. Is there any area in our lives which have gained entrance in our heart? And then she made a note here. She say, any area where there is anger is a good place to start. So I want you to ask yourself, I know the Lord had her send this to me, because we got to always remember, I got to always remember that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the powers of this dark world and against the spiritual forces of evil come down from the heavenly realm. She says here, help us to remember that and not lash out at the people, but pull down the demonic strongholds. Pray that they will come to their senses and escape out of the snare of the devil that has held them and taken them captive to do his will. Ask the Lord to pull back the blinders and allow them to see with the eyes of truth. Pray for those who have intentionally deceived. Pray for those who are evil and with brazen hearts lie against the truth. And then she says, pray that they fall into the pit that they have dug and their own actions come back upon them. Now, I don't pray that part right there because I'm not going to reinforce or strengthen the devil and his agents in nothing. I just destroy the spirits and go on. But she says, Lord, we know that you will by no means leave the guilty unpunished. And we lift your word before you. As you have said, whatever they devise against us, that you will make a complete end of it, and that distress will not rise up twice. Father, break this yoke off us. Break the shackles in the name of Jesus off our feet. We thank you for your word of deliverance that you're breaking off these chains and setting the captives free. We pray for our children, our children's children, and our entire family line, and stand fast that all pride, deception, and offense that has kept them from receiving you and knowing the truth will be removed, and for a mighty revival to spring forth. So that all the families are serving you. And then she said, standing together. So what God had her send me that is to let me know that I have just been part of a universal demonic strategy, but it didn't work here. But think about all the people that it did work on. Think about all the people that did not have access to the strength in God that I have and that has been imparted to you. Think about it. If this thing, and that's one of the intercessor groups I belong to, if this thing has been universally strategized and carried out in the hearts of men and women, everybody didn't make it through that alive. Everybody did not make it through that unscarred. And some people's bruising going through that is deeper than other people's. You understand that? It wasn't just me. It wasn't just you. This spirit was unloosed on the whole world. Deception and offense. But offense opened the door. Defense let the devil walk right on. I mean, offense opened the door, and deception allowed the enemy to just walk right on in. So I want you to think right now, and you've got to renounce. I'm going to share with you what the angel said. Don't worry about that. But when I went to pull it off the computer, this was on top of it. This came this morning. So God wanted me to mention that first, because we must destroy the works of deception. And we've got to deal with the offenses, because Satan is the distributor of lies. Big lies, little lies, fat lies, skinny lies, universal lies, worldly lies. And this morning, I want you, even before I go into this, you got to renounce the spirit of offense, and you got to renounce the spirit of deception. So that's why I've been up all night repenting, letting the Lord know how I feel about that and how I watch the devil operate through that. And God even had somebody else. That's why I knew it was God come say, did you ever read this book by John Bevere? They said, I said, yeah, I read it. They said, well, the central theme of that book was offense. And I said, yeah. But I didn't really, I kept it kind of light. I know y'all read that book when it first came out, The Bait of Satan. The Bait of Satan, Spirit of Offense, by John Bevere. If you haven't read it, maybe that would be one of the books of the month. We already have the first book of the month ready. And right, years ago, it's now necessary, because that thing got unloose. And some people took the bait. Other people know better, read better, understand better. They didn't take the bait. They did not take the bait. Anyway, I got to have four people I want to test this out with four people. I have one. One already agreed to come. So I'm going to need three more. And then once I see how it works, then I'll write a little, maybe 8-page folded in half booklet. Because when I unleash it, just like John Bevere wrote that book years ago, and now it came into manifest, come smack dab into manifestation. Isn't that something? You can probably find it on Amazon at a used bookstore, maybe. The Bait of Satan. And you know what kind of life John Bevere had. He was a whoremonger. Openly came out and told you. He repented. And look at him now. That's two. So Tammy says she'll come. That's two. Okay. Praise God. So I asked the angel, did it print? Because see, I was trying to print what the angel told me, because it ain't much, but God intercepted that, so he wanted that. We got to deal with that. Thank you, God. We got to deal with that before, let's see. I guess I didn't. Okay, I got that. I got that. So where's the other one? So maybe. Okay, let's see. Work with me for a minute. Just give me a minute. Because God, he was telling me, excuse me for a minute, and I get this right. Okay. I didn't put a name on it. Okay. This is what the angel, when I asked him if he could help me, he said, I got to do it myself. And he said, oh, I know what it is. I know what it is. Bind up, in the name of Jesus, I bind up the spirit of deception. Yep, that's it. And in the name of Jesus, I bind up the spirit of offense. In Jesus' name. See? God brought that spirit of that stuff out of me. And all transference of spirits of offense and deception, I renounce you and I bind you up. I bind you off my family. Bind you off myself. I bind you off everything that concerns me. Now get ready. Spirit of offense, cough it out. Go! Cough it out. Cough out the spirit of offense. That includes anybody having any transgressions. Anybody, like what happened to me was a transgression. Somebody sinned against me, okay, because they were offended because I didn't drop my whole life and dedicate it to their deliverance. Go! Because I didn't do what they wanted me to do, and because I did what God wants me to do and wanted me to do and will always want me to do, and that is be obedient to him. Go! Come on, get them out. Say, I renounce transgressions from anybody because they were offended that I did not do what they wanted me to do, that I followed what I believed to be the will of God for my life. Say it. Every supporting spirit of offense and deception. Go! Go! Deaf and dumb spirits with offense and deception. Go! Now, I want you to renounce the deceiver. Deceiver! I renounce you. Go! Deception and offense causing any sickness, any affliction, any harm in my human body, go! Cast that stuff out your body. Go! Go! Get it out. If you don't, you're going to miss the next thing, next portion of what I'm about to do. Go! Right now, right now, anybody having launched any spirit by projecting or projecting or by thought forms or soulish realm power, cough it out. Go! 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 Right now. Right now in the name of Jesus. I destroy by the power of the Holy Spirit the seed, the root, the fruit, the works of deception. Go! Ooh. Wow. Go! All the way out. All the way out. Loose the people of God from the fruit and the works of deception. Go! God, 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 I thank you. Go! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break any and all spiritual attachments through deception and the deceiver. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. All the way out. All the way out. In the name of Jesus, by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, loose your stronghold. Go! Right now. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me tell you something. Don't think you're going to show up at my door when these people, when I do this, because I know how to stand right at my door and tell you, you're not coming in. And trust me, if I would do it before now, after having dealt with the deceiver, you know I'll do it now. The seed, the fruit, the works, the acts, the deeds of the deceiver and deception. Go! Every lingering spirit in the airways, I bind you up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom I serve. And I command you to remain chained until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus and by the power of his own Holy Spirit. Ooh. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I got to see this. I got to see this.
You think you know, but you don't know. You got it all worked out. came to wash my sins away. He washed me clean and he changed my name. I've been
forgiven.
It's been forgotten. I've been washed clean by the blood. I've been forgiven.
Cleansed by the blood. Cleansed by the blood. You see, to get something from God costs you everything. I mean, to really get something from God, it requires you to make sacrifices. It requires you to desire to live holy. How can you think? I mean, the devil is such a trickster. That's why he's the deceiver. He got people deceived into thinking that they can have God operate in the power of God without God. It's the craziest thing. But I have to admit, I lived through it. How can you think you're going to have the gift of miracles without the miracle giver? It's insane. How do you think you're going to have had a gift of faith and you ain't got none. You ain't even got enough faith to step out, launch out in the deep. How you gonna have the faith to come into agreement with somebody to be healed from stage four? The world done say you got 90 days and you checking out of here, you gonna die. How you gonna have faith to challenge that death sentence and you ain't got none? Your faith ain't at that level to get yourself free from a headache. Come on. Wake up. Stop being deceived. There's no woman of God that should not have a husband if they desire one. You got to wake up. You got to wake up. You got to wake up. You got to be able to see and renounce and resist the counterfeit and the deceiver. And ain't no angel. The angel did not put that in me. Jesus did. The angel is here to observe how we react and to help us get to the next levels in Christ. And I believe that the angels enable us to get it a little faster if they're not on a life-saving mission to save our life from something, you know? The key with me was, are you willing to destroy all that old work so I can take you into something new? Yes, I am. You see, it's gone. You cannot be bound by things, and you cannot be bound by stuff, and you cannot be bound by the things of mammon, this world. You got to live over that. You got to live bigger than that. When you can live bigger than that, because you're living in a big God. And he wants you to serve him in a big way. Well, what kind of way would that be, Erica, with your spirit, with your soul, and with your body? The 11th and the 12th commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your might. And likewise, love your brother as yourself. See? When I asked the angel to help me out, point me in the right direction, that's what the angel said. He said, start here. Understand this. God is eternal. Can you post these things over there in that chat room? God is eternal and unchangeable. Angel led me to understand that in the Old Testament, people thought he was all fire. In this New Testament, they think he's all grace. He said God has not changed his mind. He said each generation only emphasize different aspects of God's nature. He said, but God's essential character remains the same. He said, we come to know God through Jesus. And to this very day, God is consuming power. God is infinite in power and majesty. And God is absolutely holy. He said, God is love, yes, but God is also power and righteousness and holiness. He said, start here. He said, you used to preach it all the time. As you grew, you changed. I said, from what? He said, from this fact right here, where people have not put God in a box, God is able to work more in power in their life. He said, now you take it from here. I said, I thank you, I got it. I got what you said. He said, now you take it from here. He said, but I'm going to show you something this morning. If you're on this line, I want you to do something. God wants to extend his hand toward you. God wants you to experience him right now, right where you are. I need you to stand up. Jalissa, I just need you to make yourself at ease. If you're in a bed and you can't get up, just make yourself at ease. And this is what I want you to do. I want you to lift your hands up to God. And this is what I need you to say. I need you to say just what Jesus said. Touch me, God, with your glory that Jesus had with you. Touch me, God, right now. As you extend your hands up to God, God is going to extend his hand to you right now. And he's going to touch you where you need it more than any place else right now in your heart. Yield your heart to God right now. And God is going to touch you. Yield your heart to God right now. Yield your heart to God, and God's going to touch you. And when God touches you, you're going to become another man or another woman. Touch, Jesus. Touch. 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 Receive this touch. God's going to give some of you a new heart. God's going to give some of you a healed heart. God is going to touch your heart. Touch, Jesus. As you feel the touch of God, let your hands down. As you feel the touch of God, let your hands down. Touch. 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 Some of you never felt what you're about to feel. Touch. Assuring you that the hand of God is upon you. Touch, Jesus. Touch. If you feel your legs get weak, fall down or sit down. Whatever you got to do. Touch. 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 If you feel like shouting, shout. If you feel like crying, cry. If you feel whatever that feeling, don't keep it bottled up in you any longer. See, you got to be free to receive God. Touch. 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 Touch, Jesus. Touch. 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 That's God you're feeling. You said you would do it, Lord. Touch. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, that they might know you, God. Touch, 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 touch.